We're back on the Farm Show on KLGR 1490 AM and FM 95.9. Time for our biweekly chat with President Gary Wordish of the Minnesota Farmers Union. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning, Dustin. Doing well.
So I understand you got the chance to go out to Washington, and you made it back in time for the lovely weather, and you got to go out and do a few things out there.
Yeah, I did. I was out there for a few days, and I'm on a USDA advisory committee out there on the Grains and Oilseeds Advisory Committee for the USDA. Anyway, I was out there for a meeting on yesterday, and then so I went out Tuesday, and I had a chance to meet with our new Senator Smith. I had a chance to visit with her in her office, and she just got some good appointments for agriculture. She got appointed to the Ag Committee and then also the Energy Committee. So we had a lot of, you know, good discussion on, and look forward to working with her on both of those committees, you know, or committees. And, you know, as we're all aware of, the ag bill or the farm bill is up this coming year and it expires in September. So that, you know, it's definitely has a high importance to us in agriculture.
Well, and it's definitely important that now we've got both of our senators sitting on that ag committee when we have to work on crafting that farm bill. That's very important, and it's very it doesn't happen often that one state gets to have two voices on that panel.
Well, it will help a lot, you know, definitely. And especially now, you know, in agriculture, we have more regional differences than we have party differences. And, you know, you have the South cotton and rice versus basically the Midwest corn and beans. So it does help us balance, because the House Ag Committee is probably a little more dominated by the Southern legislators. And so that does give us a little more balance on the Senate side. It helps give us a little more Midwest influence.
And that's one thing. When Senator Smith was still lieutenant governor, I mean, she definitely was out here and immersed herself in what happened in rural parts of Minnesota. I mean, she was, you'd see her at Farm Fest a couple times, and she would definitely be out here. She'd be on trade trips, you know, so she's definitely immersed herself in what goes on outside of the 494 loop.
Yes, she has. She's done a good job of balancing that, too. I mean, obviously, you know, the urban-rural divide, we hear a lot about that, and both of our needs are different. But, you know, a lot of the times our needs are the same. But, you know, she does have a good understanding of agriculture and has met with us out here a lot. And like you said, she has traveled the state a lot and been on farms. So she does have a good understanding of agriculture, and that's going to be very helpful as we move forward. Right now, you know, we're struggling with the low commodity prices, and our problems in ag don't go away until we get some improvement in prices. And, you know, how long we're in this lower commodity price cycle, you know, none of us knows. If we knew there was going to be a crop failure somewhere, you know, that's probably, it has a lot to take care of it. But, you know, as with improved genetics, that's harder to come by.
That it is. And so now you also were out there for that trade advisory meeting. Did anything come out of that? Any you know, headway being made on trade? I know NAFTA is still being negotiated, and I know another negotiation coming up in Montreal later this month. I know a lot of people wondering what's going to go on. Are we going to be trading with Cuba? I mean, what kind of things are you seeing? Any headway being made?
Well, the Secretary of Purdue met with us and then Ambassador Lightower too, and they're both optimistic that they're going to be able to get something done. So, you know, they updated us on the NAFTA negotiations. They both said they feel a little bit better than they did, you know, even a month ago. But it's you know, they expressed, you know, working on those agreements and some of the, you know, bilateral agreements that they'll be trying to work on. You know, it's a long process. So, you know, they're optimistic that they're moving in the right direction, but, you know, actually coming back with any concrete agreements, you know, that they don't have. You know, they said they're just, you know, mainly they want to not only agree in principle on some of these agreements, but in some of the details too at the same time. So, you know, it was good to meet with them, and, you know, they're, you know, the whole group, as we, you know, met with them, and we expressed our interest not to do any harm to agriculture. And they did talk about a lot of these agreements that agriculture probably is still working quite well with them, but other parts of the sector of the U.S. economy they felt weren't being, and they kept citing cars, the automobile industry. That was the one that they cited quite a bit that was, they felt was being shortchanged. But our message to them was, you know, let's not shortchange agriculture. You know, some of these agreements, you know, we can always improve them, but agriculture, you know, with the low price scenario we're facing right now, the disruption that it's causing in the markets, you know, we need to get move forward and get those completed.
So now, as we look ahead, I know the legislative session getting ready to wind up, and our attention is going to be turning that direction, I suppose.
Yeah, it is. You know, and now you see now that the state, with the recently passed tax bill, how it's affecting estate taxes. So they're obviously our legislatures have to take that issue up too. And now they're finding out some of how the recent passed tax bill could affect their taxes and actually increase their taxes on the state side if the legislature doesn't do anything. So that'll be an issue that they'll have to iron out too at this upcoming legislative session.
All right. Well, Gary, I appreciate you taking the time to visit with us, and I look forward to talking to you guys again in 2 weeks.
Yeah, thank you, Dustin.
That's Gary Wordish, president of the Minnesota Farmers Union, here on The Farm Show. Be back after this.